opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you so much for joining us. And most important, thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds, your top stars in NHL podcast right here in DFW. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Got a good one today. So I figured with the Pete DeBoer talk kind of moving on, and now we're looking forward to who are the next candidates. And so I wanted to bring some coaching podcasts as far as who these people are that Jim Nill might give interviews to, or might in this case convince to join the Dallas Stars, because we might as well start with the top candidate as far as most of us are concerned. He's young, he's inspiring, extremely successful, he's a gold medalist, 35-year-old David Carl, and joining us is Tyler Mon. He is the voice of University of Denver since 2018. How are you, Tyler?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me, Gavin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you getting sick of your head coach being like kind of courted by all these NHL organizations?
You know, I don't feel sick of it, because I would be so thrilled for him if he got that opportunity. I feel like he might be more sick of it than I am, of being the darling of the coaching world. But that's what happens when you're racking up national titles and world juniors and all that. That's people are going to come knocking quite often for you.
So one of the things that always fascinated with me, just from a kind of distance view, I mean, Denver's always had a successful program. However, you know, the run between David Carl and Jim Montgomery has been so impressive. And now Jim Montgomery, the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. But it's not like we're talking about a powerhouse here as far as like a nationally known program like a Michigan or a Boston College or programs like that. I mean, University of Denver is kind of a small school, right?
Yeah, pretty small school. A lot more, grad students and postgraduate students than undergrads. It's not the traditional athletic institution, I think. But for the programs that you named, DU has more national titles than any other program in college hockey history. And it does surprise people, I think, to learn that, because you don't really know a whole lot about Denver outside of college hockey. And that's really only if you're a college hockey fan. And I think what probably stands out most, even in that context, is there are not necessarily the wide swaths of NHL stars that have gone through DU. There are some, you know, here and there. Logan O'Connor with the Colorado Avalanche. Zeev Bouyum obviously is sort of the next guy that I think everybody expects the biggest things out of with the Minnesota Wild. But DU has not traditionally been a program that has produced just, you know, year-on-year Hobey Baker Award winners or standout superstars in the National Hockey League. So to have won 10 national titles and be the first program ever to do that, they do sort of punch above their weight in that regard.
So one of the things that stands out at me is the dedication that David Carl has had to the University of Denver. Was a graduate assistant coach all the way back to 2008, left for a couple of years, but then a longtime assistant coach, was an assistant coach under Jim Montgomery, assumed the reins in 2018. Has the University of Denver style changed from Jim Montgomery to David Carl, or is it the same kind of system?
You know, I think it's a similar system. I think so much of it is just predicated on the type of athletes who first George Gwozdecky recruited back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and then Jim Montgomery, and then on to David Carl. And, you know, for David Carl's time at DU, it goes back to when he was a student. I mean, even before his time as a grad assistant, for, you know, listeners who aren't familiar with his story, which is probably a decent amount of people, he was recruited as a player to go in. His brother Matt Carl was a Hobie Baker Award winner at DU, and David was recruited to play. And then it was at a pre-draft physical for the NHL draft that it was discovered that he had a heart condition that was going to essentially end his playing career. And George Gwozdecky, who was the head coach at the time at DU, you know, got the news and obviously knew that David was going to be crushed and knew how heartbroken he was going to be, and got in touch with him immediately and said, hey, we're still going to honor your scholarship. We still want you to be part of this program, whatever that means. And so David essentially, you know, became a coach at the earliest stages of his college career in his early 20s, and has been kind of building toward the role that he has now through all of that. And, you know, left for a little while, worked with the Green Bay Gamblers in the USHL, and then was back under Jim Montgomery. And I think just learned so much about what it was going to take to be successful and to be a great head coach, not just at the collegiate ranks, but professionally, and learned it in the Denver way, sort of. And, you know, being able to build continuity with the types of athletes they bring in, the, you know, the guys who are a good cultural fit, a good stylistic fit. It just seems like it has been, I keep coming back to that word, but the continuity has been so impressive dating back to when George Gwozdecky was there. And that really seems to be what has sort of propelled this program over the last several years to even the newer heights that they've had under DC as head coach.
Give us some insight why so many NHL teams are courting him and what makes him special.
You know, I think he is just a very genuine person. He is not a nonsense artist in any way. He's going to give it to you straight. He's going to tell you the things that you need to know in order to get better. And if that sits with you well and you're able to do those things and improve on those things, you're going to be rewarded by being successful under his tutelage. I think the opposite of that, if something is communicated and you're not able to get it done to the degree that he and his coaching staff need and to the standard that they hold, then I think he'll find somebody who does. And in that mold, he is very much a professional type of coach. He doesn't baby, you know, his student athletes. I think he expects the best from them, and they, in return, give that to him, I think, just because of the way that he connects with them. And just, you know, a good person. He is a family guy. He's got, I believe, three kids now, young kids, you know, loves being in the Denver area. He's pretty much lived there for over half of his life now, certainly for over half of his life now that he's about 35. And I think just carries with him that aura of somebody who has it as a coach. There are certain people who just have whatever that next level is to being able to get a whole bunch of personalities into a room and get everybody on the same page, get them operating to the degree of greatness that he wants to see from his groups. And he has that. The way his players talk about him, the way his assistants talk about him, there is just something about David Carl. There are a lot of guys who I think could have gotten a diagnosis that ends their playing career at 19 years old or whatever it was for him. And I think it sends you spiraling, or it sends you in search of something that, you know, you're never going to be able to find again in high-level athletics. And I think for DC, it was, all right, if I'm not going to play and I still want to be involved in this game, how do I become the best at the next thing, the next chapter of my life? And that's what he's done. And I think that is very, very appealing to a lot of people who want to see somebody who knows what it's like to find yourself in a difficult spot and be able to work to get out of it. And that's certainly something that he did in the early stages of his college career. And now as a head coach, he has been incredible at getting the most out of his guys.
Back in May, he signed a multi-year extension. I guess the question becomes is, what would it take for David Carl to leave and join? I mean, a lot of talk about him turning down the Chicago Blackhawks job. So it's interesting if Jim Nill will go back to the well and hire another University of Denver coach, because I think he's very proud of the Jim Montgomery hire. While it did not work out in Dallas, it certainly has worked out in St. Louis, and very good assistant as well, and did some very successful things in Boston. So I guess what would it take for David Carl to move to the next chapter?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before. It is, and he has said this many, many times, it is something that has to be the absolute perfect fit. I think there are several things at play here for DC. One of them is the fact that he loves Denver. Denver is home to him. He's not from Denver originally, but he's been there since, you know, for, like I said, for over half of his life now. And he's got three young kids. His wife loves it there. His kids have, you know, a family, a community there. That is something that is very, very big for him. And I think in order to find yourself in the next level, you don't want to just jump at any opportunity. And we've seen over the last few years, there have been a lot of teams that have come calling for David Carl, and he's been able to pass up those opportunities because of the fact that, you know, and he said this too, outside of an NHL job, the job that he has right now is the best conceivable job out there for him. If there is something that doesn't feel like it is a, you know, not even a 10 out of 10, I think it would have to be about a 12 out of a 10 fit for him to move on to the next level. He is very committed to being in Denver, to working at a place that he feels gave him so much with how they stuck by him early on in his athletic life and later on his professional life. And so it's not as easy as I think probably a lot of fans would think of, well, this guy's in college, we're going to give him the opportunity to get him to the NHL. That should be a no-brainer. It's not necessarily the case. He's got a great situation. He's got an athletic department that is in many ways geared toward the success of the hockey program. It's built around DU hockey, and it's tilted in that direction for the resources to be there for him to be successful, continue to win national championships. So he has the luxury of being able to say, no, I want to stick here because it is the place that gave him his shot, where he's already had a lot of success, and where I think he continues to feel the drive to accomplish things. Even though he's won some national championships, he's been to some Frozen Fours, there is still so much there that I think David Carl wants to build on and attain, that he has not reached that level yet at the college stage where he thinks, all right, I've done everything I can do here, let's go chase a Stanley Cup. So it's interesting, because for so many people around sports, the easy answer to that question is, well, the money's got to be there. That's not the case with DC. I think it has to be the 100% perfect fit. You know, he is a very principled guy. I know I don't think he would want to leave student athletes behind who he has, you know, helped get either into the latter stages of their college careers, or guys who have been committed, or guys who he's coached in the World Juniors or whatever it is, incoming freshmen. He would have to leave for the exact perfect fit. And it just hasn't come up as of yet. You know, there was some thought when the Avalanche were eliminated this year of if they decided to move on from their coaching staff, would David Carl be a fit there? And, you know, maybe that would have been a possibility, but ultimately they stuck with Jared Bednar and his staff.
Yeah.
And there's so much mutual respect between DC and his staff and Jared Bednar and what they do with the Avalanche as well. I think the Blackhawks thing, a lot of people assumed that would be the next logical landing spot for him. There are some connections between some DU administrators and backgrounds in Chicago and with the Blackhawks and all that. And that didn't happen. So it does just sort of feel like right now he can pick and choose. If he wants to go that route, he could pick the spot that's perfect for him, and somebody's just going to have to be able to hit all of those notes.
I was just going to mention Bednar, and that would seem like a perfect pick for Carl. Did you see any difference in how he came back after his success in World Juniors? Because that's such a big stage, and you're going up against the best of the best, and to be selected as a coach twice and bring home two golds, to me, that put him in a separate category.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do a lot of international sports work outside of hockey. I do a lot of international baseball stuff, and I know sort of how those dynamics of international competition can change your perspective on sports. And for DC, it was really cool seeing the way he embraced it and seeing the way he encouraged his players to embrace it as well. You know, 2 years ago in Sweden, the opportunity to play for gold there and to play against the home team there, the matchups with Canada this past year, and what they meant, not just in terms of you're a hockey player, you're getting to play with some of the greatest hockey players in the world and against some of the greatest hockey players in the world. But he was very mindful of expressing to these guys what it means to play as part of USA Hockey, what it means to be opening the door for future USA Hockey athletes, for future teams, and the embrace of the international style of play, the crowd dynamics, the travel, the fact that when you're USA Hockey, you have a target on your backs, not just from being the most successful World Juniors team in recent years, but for being, you know, everybody wants to beat the U.S. in international competition. He just managed those emotions, those expectations so well, but he came back and he was the same guy, you know, and he'd leave and we'd talk to him before he left town for whether it was for Gothenburg or for Ottawa. And the conversation was about what things were going to be like when he got there. And then when he got back, we would have conversations about winning a gold medal and being able to celebrate. And then all of a sudden it was, all right, well, now it's time to talk about, you know, a road series at Maine or when you guys come home against Miami or whatever it is. He's just so steady. He is so, you know, a sports cliche of having a slow heartbeat. He's one of those guys who doesn't get too up, doesn't get too down, and is the same guy day to day. And I think that's another thing that NHL organizations really value is he doesn't have to be a, you know, a rah-rah motivator. He is such a professional and he's so businesslike. And that was showcased. He obviously loved the experience and was really honored to get the experience with USA Hockey. But I think it just added to his repertoire, his ability to manage and coach players and teams. And but it didn't change anything about him. I think he just came back and thought, all right, well, that's another thing that I know. And now let's go focus on the second half of this college season and try to win another national championship.
Well, I did notice with that Team USA, highly skilled, but also not afraid to throw their weight around. I know the college game, juniors, is a little bit different than the pros, but what I'm watching in Florida and Edmonton and Stars fans are watching, they're like, ah, at this point, no way the Stars should be in the finals. They would get wrecked by Florida, because that's one of the recurring topics that come out, is that the Stars are not physical enough. Can you see that in this University of Denver team?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the college game is so different. It goes through waves where I think there's more physicality in certain seasons than there is in others. The Pioneers have never lacked physicality. I think there is a reputation of Denver as being a lot more of a skill team and maybe somewhat more of a finesse team than a physicality team. But, you know, in the, I guess, 7-8 years now that I've been doing games, there have never been times where you thought to yourself, or I should say this, there have rarely been times where you thought to yourself, man, that team just got out physicaled by another team. Every team is going to have those nights, but those are pretty rare with the Pioneers. And the thing that I find interesting is they are pretty rare, despite the fact that DU does not generally have, you know, big bruiser type of guys, but they still play in a physically present manner. And they play with confidence, which I think is something that, you know, David Carl just gets out of his guys. There is not a lot of timidity in going against physical opponents, even if size wise, maybe you don't match up. You don't have a guy who's 6'5", 240, but still, you know how to play a physical type of game. You know, the Pioneers' best player physicality wise for the last several seasons is a guy named Connor Capone, who I believe is listed at 5'9", and is he's listed at 5'9", 185, and just brings the attitude and the fundamental physicality that you need to be a good hockey player and a good physical player at the level where he was. Now, would that physicality line up in a professional context? I don't know. I guess we'll see. But the fact that they have a staff that I think teaches them the way to play that style of hockey, even though the reputation might be there for being skilled and, you know, a little bit more of the flashy brand of hockey, they certainly know how to bring the physicality also. So it's they have just built this really good mold of the things that you need to be successful in the college game. And obviously there are going to be some different challenges if he does make that leap to the NHL eventually. But I certainly have grown to understand that I don't think there's anything in this game that David Carl would not be able to adapt to and to learn how to build around. And I think coaching in the NHL at that type, that rate of speed for a game, the type of physicality that game takes, I know that he would be the type of guy who would know how to build a roster and construct a team that could play in that flow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
14 players on University of Denver last season are property of NHL clubs. I guess my final one for you, and thank you so much for joining us, Tyler, is 35 years old. That works as far as on a bench, you know, for college and for world juniors. How do you feel about the age translating into the NHL where he will have stars players that are older than him?
Yeah, it's so interesting because that was such a topic of conversation when he got hired. I think he was 28 at the time the hiring was announced. And it really was just, all right, that's out of the way. Now let's get down to business. And it's not something that I think many people have talked about inside the building since those first couple of seasons. We still see it every once in a while on national TV game. They'll point out, you know, how young he still is. But I'll put it this way. When you talk to David Carl, even when he was 28, 29, you never got the feeling, oh, this guy is a kid at all. And there was some risk in going with him in that position. Jim Montgomery left. And, you know, you're hiring a guy who's in his 20s and the athletic director at the time, a guy named Carlton Creech, took that leap and put his faith in David Carl and has obviously been rewarded for that. But I think DC made it a lot easier to take that leap because when you talk to him, you just realize, oh, this guy's got it. Like, I very much understand why players want to play for him, why other coaches want to be around him. He's a tremendous communicator. He is unbelievably intelligent. I mean, the things that he picks up watching games are fascinating to listen to and to hear about. The things that they work on, you know, in practice on a day-to-day basis, stuff that he'll notice in a game on a Saturday that they'll be working on in practice the following week. He is just a different level in that hockey brain. And I, from my standpoint, as, you know, albeit an uneducated observer, as just a broadcaster, I think that stuff translates way more than just, oh, this guy's 35, 36. Why am I listening to him? If I'm an athlete and I know this is a guy who can get us closer to winning a cup, I don't care how old he is. If we're all pulling on the same end of the
Sure.
rope, and I know that he's got our best interests at heart and he knows how to get us there, I'm going to fall in line and do whatever I can behind him. And he is that guy. He is the type of guy who seemingly effortlessly is able to get that connection with his athletes. And so that's why it wouldn't really surprise me to see him, eventually get a gig in his 30s and be able to take a team a long way. And it also wouldn't surprise me if he decided, hey, I'm only 35 right now. Maybe I'll do another 5, 7 years in the college game, get a few more national championship rings. I mean, if he works 7 more years, he's still going to be one of the youngest coaches in the NHL if he got hired
Yeah.
at 42, which is pretty incredible. But it just goes to show, what a bright career this guy has. And, the fact that he could still be coaching for another 40, 50 years at this stage is pretty unbelievable.
College hockey in general is just unreal. It's absolutely amazing how many NHL teams are putting their players in college and encouraging them to stay in college. That's how high the talent level is now. The conferences are absolutely amazing. The Frozen Four is elite hockey. It's just tremendous. The facilities that these colleges now have and, the arenas that they're building, because it's become a party thing to do in college to go to a college hockey game. So just all in all, the growth of the college game is just tremendous.
And the hockey is at such a high level now. You said it with professional organizations are encouraging their guys to go play at the collegiate ranks. The influx of Canadian players who have decided to go the college route rather than just the strict juniors route. It is incredible to see, even just in the time that I've been doing broadcasts, the level of play, which was already really good when I started doing DU hockey on TV in 2018. I mean, now you are watching what at times does feel like, a professional level game for guys who are, 19 to 23 years old or whatever it is. And that is sort of a rising tide type of thing where, and we're seeing it across a lot of college sports right now. College baseball is better than it's ever been. College basketball, I think the spread of talent going to different places and the types of movement that you see among players who ordinarily, might not have been discovered in the way that they are now. There is so much in college sports. We tend to focus on what is wrong with college sports right now. I think the competitiveness and the level of competition in college sports right now is as good as it has ever been. And college hockey is certainly a beneficiary of that. The level of play is just incredible at this stage. And to be a coaching staff and a program that has had success in this era says a lot about Denver and really ultimately says a lot about David Carl.
Awesome deep dive on David Carl from the voice of University of Denver. Tyler Mon, thank you so much for joining us on Spits and Suds. You were absolutely great. Thank you. Really
Thanks so
appreciate
much,
it.
man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Continued success, my friend. So we'll do more deep dives on in further episodes as we talk about some of the stars coaching candidates. We also have some trade talk upcoming. We have free agency right around the corner. So lots of Spits and Suds to come. Until our next episode, everyone, have a great day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.